Welcome to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. With us, John Mackey, president, founder, owner, proprietor, chief bottle washer, back scratcher of Master Credit Solutions.
There you go.
You covered it all.
I'm a big guy, so that's a lot of stuff there.
Well, John, I'm so glad to get this program back going today because we've got so much that we can talk about when it comes to credit scores and credit solutions. Just to give you a setup again, folks, if you've never heard the program before, John, again, in a non-funny sort of way, is the president, the founder of Master Credit Solutions. He is the guy you want to help step into your life to analyze with you and for you your credit score, see what's standing in your way if you're moving ahead on that thing, scrub some things out, get some good things in, and let's get going.
Yeah, you know what? I get a lot of phone calls from people that may not need credit repair, but they're looking for just a couple of points here, a couple of points there. They send me over the credit report. Within 5 minutes, I can tell them how to get those points. It may be a matter of dropping their debt ratios, you know, mm-hmm. on some of their credit cards, or adding. They may be unbalanced on their debts. In other words, installment versus revolving debts.
Right.
There may be those things. Or there may be medical debts on there that mm-hmm. are ending up at collections that they're not aware of.
Folks, that's really what we're talking about, and getting another set of eyes on some of the things that you're doing in your life as far as your credit is concerned to help you get that thing going. And like you say, John, it might be a good credit score as far as things are concerned, but what you're going to help them do is to bump it up to make it a great credit score.
Right.
And to show them how to teach us how to do that.
Right.
And then there's the other side of the coin that we've been talking about the last handful of weeks, of course, and that is those calls that come in as we struggle through those because they are no fun. And they can be mean, they can be ornery, and they can be frightening at times. And one of the reasons I say frightening is because in my experience, there were threats being made on the other end, or there was bullying. I would call it just plain bullying. Don't you pay your debts? Aren't you going to pay your debts? I'm going to pay my debts. And
right.
I was astounded by that. What can they not and can they say?
Well, they cannot threaten to do certain things. For example, they cannot threaten to sue you. If they threaten to sue you, they have to sue you.
Really?
Yes. As a result, you cannot threaten. They cannot threaten garnishment because garnishment is a court order. Okay, so they can't do that. And just understand that a debt collector can't do that, but a lawyer can.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is just a debt collector, they can't threaten that.
Okay.
They can't threaten a job loss. We're going to tell your boss, and the boss is going to fire you. We're going to tell the boss to fire you because of that. You know, a lot of times in the past that has happened. They cannot do that. So if you find out about it, you know, just know that they can't do that. They have to, if you send a cease and desist letter to them, they cannot contact you again.
Hmm.
Now, if they do, then it becomes an illegality. They cannot contact you again after you tell them to stop.
Now, when we use the word cannot, it doesn't mean
should
they
not.
Will not, because your experience, my experience, has been just opposite of that. That has actually happened.
Right, right. We've had clients where, and I mentioned this in a previous show, where within an hour and a half they had received 40-some phone calls from one debt collector. And, you know, it was call hang-up. Well, what was the intent of that phone call? Was that actually to get a hold of somebody?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Now, when we have that happen, I mean, oftentimes, is there a recourse we can take?
What documentation,
can we do? Okay.
Document it, and then you can turn it over to the FTC. Now, there's also a new agency out there that was created under the Dodd-Frank Act called the CDPA. This to sort of, no, what is, now I've lost it. But that's not unusual for
it's
me.
It's good to hear that you lose it too every once in a while. Yeah.
But it's an agency within the FTC that is now governing debt collectors monitoring this.
Yeah.
In fact, they just came up with a new report regarding debt collectors. It's an amazing document. when I'm talking about a document, I'm not talking about 10 pages. I'm talking about hundreds of pages that I'm reading through regarding debt collections and the appropriateness or the inappropriateness of what they do.
So in summary, I'm looking at you say they cannot sue.
They can sue provided they have an attorney or they take you to small claims court.
Okay.
But they, excuse me, they cannot threaten.
Oh, I see. So the threat now, okay, I understand this now because it essentially, folks, we probably should say this straight up front because I think it's true. The idea is to belittle you. It's to, I'm looking, there's a word out there that's not, that I can't think of, but it's to intimidate you.
Intimidate you, but I think the word bully is a perfect word for it.
I think you're right. Because the idea is that it'll break you down. In fact, I think in a previous program you told us that one of the collectors, his only goal was to make you cry.
They got a bonus for doing that.
Yeah. It brings me to a question I'm not sure that you may know, but do they get percentages of what they actually collect? Is that the motivation behind that?
You will never find what a debt collector makes, but they will get a bonus depending upon how many they close during a particular period of time.
Oh, okay. So they're given a... they're given a whole slate of these things. I'm swear that they shotgun. They've got an auto dialer that shotgun 10 different calls, and the first person who picks up is the person they talk to.
Yep.
And then they...
I love that. When you get that auto dial, please hold for...
Yeah.
No, you called me.
Yeah, you called me. Don't you think you should be on the other end of the line when you do that?
Right.
Well, folks, we'd love to get you to the website, because what we do during this program is just kind of scratch the surface, and sometimes... We can only do that. We really can't get deep. Now, we'll do as best as we are able. But the place to really start digging down is to go to the website. In fact, you can do that right now. The website is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at givemecredit.us. Givemecredit.us. Now, if you've got a question that's burning a hole in your head and you want an immediate answer, John, you've got a phone number that they can call right now.
Absolutely. 612-567-2459.
All right, let's slow that baby down and give it again.
612-567-2459.
And John can grab that call even right now and help you through some of the issues that you may be facing in the sense of something that may have just happened in the last handful of days.
Also know that you can text me at that number.
Okay.
So if you're driving along in a car coming back from up north, going up north, going somewhere, text me at that number and I will be able to answer that through a text back.
Yeah. It's the best resource at this stage, folks, to help you get deeper into it. And there is a link from our program, that's givemecredit.us, to Master Credit Solutions. And that's going to help you to see what John does, his credentials, his qualifiers. And folks, I think what you're going to see is some pretty super stuff. I think the stuff that you
want.
Well,
thank you, John.
John, we're going to get back. We've got to take a fast break. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Welcome back, everybody, to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. John Mackey is here. We're talking about credit. We're talking about credit scores. But today, again, talking about the phone calls that come your way, some of the things that can and cannot happen during the course of those phone calls. And we were talking about the sue, the file charges, the garnish wages. I heard that one.
Right.
Well, we're just going to garnish your wages. This is going to get paid one way or the other.
Right. So why don't you just volunteer and not go through the embarrassment.
And the other one is we're going to get in touch with your place of employment, and we can guarantee you you're going to lose your job. I did hear one where this one came to me, and I it's funny we're bringing it up today because I heard it about a year ago, where a gentleman had been going through some very difficult times that way, and he was on the verge of a divorce, and that was causing some credit issues, and the creditors were calling, and the debt had been sold. And he confessed that to one of the calls that were being made. And then the threats that came around were, well, I'm going to tell your wife that you're off having an affair and all those different things. And, you know, it was at that point, oddly enough, they stayed together. And their marriage is as strong as it's ever been, which is, it wasn't strong to say, it was better. Maybe I should say it that way. There you go. It was interesting because it took that threat to bring it back together in the sense of what the creditor did. So that guy should get into marriage counseling. It always makes me smile when I think of that story. But, John, you've heard it all. You've seen it all. You've done it all. You've even experienced it all from firsthand about people coming after you.
Yeah, I have. And, boy, you know, I don't know which ones I should share, but there was one just recently. You know, and we're going to go over these folks in the near future here about phone calls that I've received on debts that were not mine,
mm-hmm.
Where they've threatened me in some of those instances or threatened some of my clients. And I don't want to get into the crudeness of those, some of those right now, but
right.
Some of them, most of them are just brutal as to what that they will threaten. They always try to demean you. They always try to put you down in a position of a cowering dog, as it were, you know, or a person that's just, okay, stop, I'll pay, I'll pay.
One of the things that, one of the tricks that are being used is as they're doing that. We've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. When the question is asked, can't you pay anything? Just $20. Get $20
good
going
point.
On this thing.
Yeah.
And so it's the softening of the touch, like, listen, I'm your buddy, and let me help you through this. Just $20 will do it. What's right. my response?
No, you don't do that. You don't do that, because here's what happens. First of all, I'm not going to assume, and you should never assume that the debt that they're trying to collect on may be beyond the statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it is beyond the statute of limitations, they are to notify you. But we know that debt collectors aren't necessarily the most trustworthy people out there.
Right.
So you never pay them that. The other thing that it does is it brings an old bad debt into a new bad debt status.
Mm-hmm.
And so your score is going to be diminished for a long, is going to be diminished 50, 60, 70, 120 points,
mm-hmm.
depending upon where you were at the beginning of that.
Almost immediately, because like you say,
right.
it brought a debt that was sitting quietly in the weeds
right.
back into prominence.
And if it was beyond the statute of limitations, in other words, they couldn't collect on it anymore,
mm-hmm.
now it becomes a collectible debt again. Because you have made a payment on it. And the statute of limitations is based on the date of last activity.
One of the stories you told me, we've alluded to in the weeks gone past, I just want to bring it back to the table,
yeah.
of a client that you had. It was a lady, and she was being hounded. There was a call. You got online with them,
yeah.
which is a part of the services you offer. You're not
right.
going to... You're not going to sit behind this person and say this.
Right.
You're actually being a voice on the phone.
I'm the third party.
Yeah.
Or,
oftentimes, the second party. And it was a debt it seemed to me that a legal firm was trying to collect, but it was beyond the statute of limitations.
Right.
And I thought it was interesting that, you know, kind of the position that you're taking is, why are you even calling? Why is this even an issue with you? What does that mean? Why does something like that happen?
From you're talking about the why are they
yeah,
calling?
Yeah, why are they keeping it up? Is it just because there may be a piece of cash involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Now the thing is, a debt never has to go away. Okay, the question becomes, or the law specifies, depending upon what state you're from, in the state of Minnesota, the statute of limitations is 6 years. So if the date of last activity is beyond that time, they can no longer take you to court. So it's an unenforceable debt. Do you owe it? Yes. But it's unenforceable. It cannot be on the credit report. They cannot threaten to take you to court. They cannot notify you of the debt without notifying you that it is unenforceable.
So back to that call that you were on with it, Cal.
Right.
It seems all like a moot point that they were pursuing it, even though...
To give them the benefit of the doubt, their date of last activity may have been given to them incorrectly.
Oh, okay.
Or they fudged a little bit, which we know that they never do, he says sarcastically.
Yeah.
And the date is moved because the date was very close to the date that we were talking to them, that date of last activity.
Oh, it's like nudging your ball back up on the green.
There you go, the old foot wedge.
That's exactly right. Well, folks, there's an opportunity for you. I would plead with you, and I really do. John, you gave a statistic several weeks ago about the percentage of people who are currently facing such things.
Right now, you know, it was a recent statistic where 14% of Americans, or 14% of the American population, has debt in third-party debt collections.
Yeah, and so, folks, that may be you, or it may be somebody that you know. This would be an incredible time to find out and just pursue it. Let's get you going on the pursuit, okay? The number that you can go to right now, in fact, you can text or call this number that you have.
612-567-2459.
Now, John's packing. In fact, that's the number that there's a decent chance you're gonna hear John's voice on the other end of that. Let's give that number again.
612-567-2459.
Or if you couldn't get the number, go to the website. That's givemecredit.us. And what you'll find there is a resource of the programs that we've done before. It'll give you a bridge address to get you to Master Credit Solutions, and it'll start you on this road. That first step is the step I don't think you'll ever regret in starting to get some repair, putting you back into the economy, getting your numbers cleaned up, and start getting some positive things into your life. John, again, that's mastercreditsolutions.com. And that's where they can go, or go to
givemecredit.us. Mm-hmm. That's a great place to start right
Yeah,
there.
I think it is too. We're going to take another break. We have to return. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
It's a mystery. That's that credit score. That's a mystery. I was surprised when I saw my first one. Of all that went into it, I thought I was looking at a DNA chart, to be honest with you, because there were so many different little bumps and things involved there. And quite frankly, you know, you can get free credit online and things like that, which oftentimes is not free. You know, somewhere right down the road, there's a hook. But having that number in hand, if you don't know what it means or the variance that brought it to that point or what may be standing in the way or even how to digest that and look it over, it really doesn't do you a whole lot of good. John, I want to take this last segment. We've been talking about some of the calls, but I want to take the last segment to alleviate some fear of our listeners. Because I want to make sure they understand that when they come to you, they are in good hands. I'm not meaning to steal anything from Allstate, but but they really are in good hands. Because item number one, no judgment here.
None. You know, and the other thing here is that I would like to help people. You got to know me. You got to know my background. Okay, I'm a helper. I'm a defender of the downtrodden, That has been my history.
And it's a lot of this to do because you were at that point.
Oh, I've been through it all, folks.
Oh.
You know, this isn't me sitting in an ivory tower high and mighty saying I can help you because I know it all and I've never gone through it. So, no, I've gone through this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It has, you know, it's not pleasant to go through. But what I found out is this. If you stand up and you say, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Right.
Not in a rude way, but just say, you know what? I'm going to stand tall. And when I start to stand tall, life becomes better. It becomes more bearable. When you say, I'm going to take charge of this situation, instead of not answering the phone calls, not opening the mail, trying to hide from people, that's when things get worse, is when you hide from people.
That's what I found, because I don't understand it all. I gave it the out of sight, out of mind syndrome, which is never a good thing to do at any level, at any point of life, to be sure. But in my situation, I had to do what you're talking about. I had to stand up and say, okay, I need to have somebody explain this to me. And I went to friends and said, well, I've got this credit issue that I need to deal with. And what would you do? And what I found was just a pool of ignorance. I found a lot of folks who really didn't know what to do, but they were willing to give me advice as to what to do, which I also was just fascinating. But when I remember talking to you and then started, I'll be honest with you, folks, and I'm not trying to build up John's ego here. It was like putting on a pair of glasses that now I can finally see and read, and now I get it.
If you have an illness, you go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a legal issue, you're arrested for something, whatever.
Yeah.
What do? You call a lawyer.
You
Why?
Get the right people involved.
You get the people involved that can help you.
Yeah.
Okay? This, when you get into trouble, is when things are born out of ignorance.
Mm.
And just know that it's time to start standing tall.
Yeah. You know your doctor is never going to turn to you and say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for having cancer. That's not going to happen. And John is never going to turn to you and say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for this or this or this. Folks, it happens to many, many, many of us. Maybe more than you think. And for you, though, let's talk to you, our listener who's going through this. Today could be your very first day to freedom on this thing. But it really does take you to reach over, grab a piece of paper, write down givemecredit.us.
Correct.
And when you get there, that's your first and best resource to start looking through and maybe listening to some of the other programs that we've done, maybe kind of work your way through some of the questions and thoughts that are there. Jump yourself over to Master Credit Solutions. John is the founder and president of Master Credit Solutions, and say, see, and what it should do for you to say, I got to talk to this guy. I just have to. And that's what we're hoping that you'll do. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. This day, today, may be your first step toward freedom and understanding and getting this done. Don't wait any longer.
No, there's absolutely no need. The other thing that I want to bring up that's also on that website are a couple of the fraud phone calls that I've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
The one from Hawaii we've mentioned in a previous broadcast.
Right.
And another one where a third party was helping out a client.
Yeah. We had a very nice email a couple of weeks ago from one of our listeners who said, man, I'm glad you guys are doing this program. And it really did underline the need for a program such as this, but not just the need, but for somebody to step out and say, I'm going to do something about this. Being educated is one thing. Taking action on that education is another thing. And that's where we're hoping to take you when you go to givemecredit.us. Now, John, you do have a phone number available as well if somebody would be better served just giving you a call.
612-567-2459.
All right. And that'll get you in touch with John.
Yeah.
That'll be John on the other end of the phone, which is very odd in the sense of, you know, the president and founder of the company. But I think it's your commitment to getting this thing taken care of.
Correct. I want to talk to the people that this is directly affecting.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, my staff will then work on the drafting of the letters and the things that need to happen to take care of this.
Right.
But debt collection is such a fraudulent business. I want to personally be involved in that. Now, if you don't get me on the first phone call, leave a message because I am on the phone
a lot. I've noticed when I try to Skype you, I always see I'm on the phone right now.
Yeah.
So, well, John Mackey is the guy, and I think we've taken a little, I don't mind taking this last segment to urge you into the action. I think that's what needs to happen, to urge you into the action. Call, find out, take your first step. Just get some information into your life. What could John do for you? How can we work this through? Yes, he's a professional. There are costs to his services. But I think as well on top of that, it's going to cost you far less. And I don't say this philosophically. It's a reality. It's going to cost you far less to engage John and his services today than it will cost you with a cell phone bill that's higher because of poor credit, with insurance rates that are higher because of poor credit, and all those different things that attach to your credit rating. If you get it fixed today, you'll see those numbers go down as well.
Absolutely.
Well, John, I think that's the urgency. I just felt very moved to make sure that our listeners know that listening is one thing, taking action is another thing. I would hope that you can do that even today, even right now. GiveMeCredit.us is your first and best threshold. GiveMeCredit.us. John, we got to get out of here for another week.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Come over and mow my lawn. We'll see you next week, folks.